Bollinger Porterhouse in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, it's time now for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. And now here's your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Morning to ya. Woke up bright and early. Just a howdy do ya. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake up, Breakfast Clubbers on the air.
Well, how do you do? Good to see you folks at home this day, this Thursday. And delightful that we have so many lovely folks here from all over the country visiting us in the Sherman this morning. Insurance salesman, the Metropolitan Honor Club, psychiatrist. Good to see you, boys. Psychiatrist came here looking for business. They're going to find it. And here's a wonderful idea for you by a little gal who's only been out of high school herself a couple of years. That's Ann Leonardo, who's singing for us. You got the first one scheduled, haven't you, Gary?
This morning.
Huh?
This morning, yeah.
Come on, boy. Wake up there, boy. See, that's the way I drive nuts here. Now, I see, Ann, your schedule for the second quarter hour, huh? Well, I could have switched him, but let's get Gary Mann up there. He's a fine guy, too. This guy's only been out of high school. How long, Gary?
4 years.
4 years. And, what?
I just assumed you wouldn't ask me. No.
I'm not going to ask you how long you were in high school, either. Well, all right, Gary, let's have it, boy.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say now, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's pretty funny that way. Now no use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say now, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream troubles away.
Yes. Gary Mann, 6'4", 173 pounds, singing for you. Did I come close?
Close enough.
273 pounds, singing for you.
That's way overboard now.
Somewhere in between there, singing for you. Seated in front of me are eight of the most splendid-looking characters I've seen in some time. These have all been chosen by their various high schools as representative students. And amazingly enough, there are seven boys and one girl. I was looking at this fellow sideburns and made a mistake there for a moment. There are seven boys and one girl. And we have devised a little quiz we thought was befitting for the senior class. And since you're all going to graduate anyway, you won't mind taking one more quiz. This quiz is entirely different from any, I think, that you've taken in high school. But I think the results will be interesting, because here we've got seniors from so many different schools. And this quiz is to find out how young people regard the future. And the title of it is, How Does the Future Look to You? First of all, sign your names up at the top so we know which is which. And there are places to mark yes or no to each of the questions, and I want you to be honest. All right, you seniors at home might take this along with them and see how you come out in relation to the way they do it. Question number one. Do you figure that with taxes and all, you'll never be a wealthy man or woman? Number two. Do you expect to have difficulty finding the kind of wife or husband that'll suit you? Number three. Don't think too long about this, sir. Just It's only in our program. All right. Now, number three, do you think this generation of teenagers is better than the last generation was? But I know the answer to that. Number four, will you expect your children to do better in school than you did? That's a loaded question. Number five, do you figure that success in life is based more on whom you know rather than what you know? Number six, do you feel that any part of your high school studies was time wasted? Some sneaky glances being exchanged here. And finally, number seven, will you regard yourself as an old person when you are 40? And be careful how you answer that. All right. Now, we'll collect the cards and we'll see how they all did and if there are any differences in opinion. Or if most high schoolers that we have represented here, at least, seem to answer the same. I've got these various cards back again now. Here's the way they're supposed to be graded, according to the person who devised this quiz. In this one, yes answers to any of the questions would indicate a negative view of things. So we will count nothing for yeses and 10 points for noes. So the higher the score, the better your outlook on life and the future is supposed to be. If you scored between 50 and 70, you old optimist, you. If you're between 30 and 50, you better get off the fence or you'll miss the parade. And if you're below 30, are you sure you're ready for the future? Or any future? Let's start in with Frederick Schatz, I think it is. Is that this fellow at the end here? Oh, this fellow right here. Hello, Frederick, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, sir. What are your plans for the future before I tell you how you did in this quiz?
I'll be going to service when the school's out.
Oh, you're going to the service?
Yeah.
And then into what?
I'm going to be a mechanic.
A mechanic?
Diesel mechanic.
Well, that's a fine idea that you have there. You scored 30 in this quiz, which means you're right on the fence. Which isn't a bad place to be. You find a lot of diesels there, I suppose.
Yeah.
You figure you're going to be a wealthy man, though, don't you?
Oh, I should be able to.
Yeah, that's what you said on your quiz here. You don't expect to have any difficulty finding the kind of wife that'll suit you, huh?
No, I don't think.
You got one picked out now?
No, not all the way yet.
Not all the way?
No.
Well, look, I didn't ask if you were married, but I mean...
No.
You mean one's got you picked out, is that what you mean?
Oh. Well...
Not giving me very definite answers here, Frederick. I bet you, I haven't looked at these, but I'll bet you every single one said that this generation of teenagers is better than the last. I see you did. You expect your children to do better in school than you did, is that right?
Oh, they should.
Yes, I do. I'll go along with you there. That's very interesting, Frederick. You might be interested to know that Robert Munkle of Spring Grove scored 50 in this quiz. That means this guy is really an optimist. Which is he?
Right next to him.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Hi.
How are you, boy? You're
fine.
From Spring Grove, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Where is that, in Illinois?
No, it's up there in the southern part of Minnesota.
Ah, yeah. I'll say, you answered no to almost everything here. Except that you think your children ought to do better in school than you did, too, huh?
Well, they couldn't do any worse.
You said that you do not feel that any part of your high school studies were wasted. Is that right?
No, I believe that everything you do in high school should help you at one time or another.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The question about whether you figured success in life was based more on whom you know, is it who or whom you know? Which? Which is correct, whom you know or who you know?
Whom, I believe.
What?
Whom, I believe. I don't know.
Is that right?
Who?
Who? You know whom. Of whom are you speaking? Of whom? You know. Well, high school students, which is it?
Let's make it anybody.
Eddie Ballinger, which is correct? Who or whom?
Whom?
Yeah. Whom? I thought it was whom, yeah. Whom you know. You know whom. Sure. There's a title for a song. You know whom. You know whom. You know whom.
Never make a hit. Yeah, that
yeah, 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 yeah. I don't think it'll work.
I know one called my old Kentucky whom.
Yes, sir. You figure that success is based more on whom you know or what you know?
What you know.
What you know.
Well, if you know quite a bit, you're bound to know a lot of people. So it goes sort of in a cycle.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. I think you're absolutely right. If you know a lot of people will find you. That's for sure. Judy Miller of Peru, Nebraska, scored 30 on the quiz. Well, the most you can score, you know, is would be 70, and I'm not sure that that's correct. It would be all correct. That's just a high score, but whether that means anything or not is open to doubt, in my opinion. Judy, how big is your high school in Peru?
How?
Pardon?
How is the high school?
No, how big is it?
How big is it? Oh, 70 or 80. It's a small one.
A small one, huh? Uh-huh. And how many in senior class?
19.
19.
There are 18 here on the trip.
Oh, gee, that's a good percentage. No, that's a very small school. And, you, of course, you get individual attention there, don't you?
Well, so they say.
Well... it's a cinch that out of 19 students, they know where everybody is. They can't miss on that. You say you won't regard yourself as an old person when you're 40, huh?
No, I don't think so.
I think most people of 40 are very young, don't you?
Well, life begins at 40.
Thank you. This is the kid speaking. You're so right. Judy, what are your ambitions?
Well, right now, I don't really know what I'm going to do when I get out of high school. I'm going to go on to college. We have a college right there in Peru.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that's fine. Then after that, let nature take its course.
I guess so.
Life begins at 40. All right. Neil Carter, Middleton, Illinois. Middletown. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Were you an athlete in school?
I've been playing baseball for 4 years, but I only played basketball 1 year.
Did you? Are you the president of the class, Neil?
Yes, I am.
Good. You're probably the biggest man in that school, aren't you?
Almost, in weight.
Yes, sir. Naturally, you have to eat in order to keep your body in condition, do you not?
Yes, because I farm and I got to keep up my eating.
What a spot for a commercial here. Yeah. Well, Neil, you scored 30 in this quiz. That's not bad, you know it.
Oh, I don't know.
What's your outlook? What would you want to be, as far as you're concerned?
Well, I want to be a farmer. I'm going to go to college for a couple of years, but I want to be a farmer.
Good for you. You really want to learn all the scientific aspects of modern farming, huh?
Yes, I think you can learn a lot more by going to college.
I agree with you 100%. Yes, sir? You don't figure then you'll ever be a wealthy man, huh?
Well, I don't know. The way the farm program is now, some farmers can't be wealthy men.
Friends, this was a paid political announcement. This is not to be construed as the opinion of the sponsors, the network, or of Neil Carter, I believe. You're certainly entitled to your own opinion there, Neil. Not so lucky. Whether you're wealthy or not, you'll find a lot of satisfaction in farming. That I know. Well, now we get back to these boys again in just a moment or two. But right now, let's get to a song by a former high schooler of 3 years ago, Ann Leonardo, that I introduced earlier. So now you know her. She's an old friend. And you're 19. I don't think you remember when this song was written, this song that you got scheduled this morning.
No, I don't.
Oh.
She wasn't born
Eddie?
She wasn't born
I don't think she was either. This was in the 20s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you stick around long enough, all these songs are coming back. Now listen to this one.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when he's around. Oh, he's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when he kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. I know a thing or two, and I'm telling you, I've got a wonderful guy. He's got the cutest style, a million-dollar style. He's such a wonderful guy. I just feel so happy, 'cause I love him so. When he is by my side, I'm so filled with pride. I want the whole world to know. When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening, the sun goes down. It's never dark when he's around. Oh, he's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when he kisses me, I sure say kiss. But when my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies, they know it. The birdies, they show it. The birdies go tweet, 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 tweet. Yeah.
Nice tweeting there, Ann.
Thank you, Don.
Our moment of silent prayer. Each in his own words, each in his own way. For a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. With our teenage discussions here we've been having the last few mornings around the breakfast table. Remember a time this morning I found in Reader's Digest, the main issue, an article by Dr. Charles Cole, who's president of Amherst College. And he says that today's young people are preparing for marriage by going steady. He said young moderns frown upon and shun dating practices of their parents' generation as cutting in on somebody else's date. He said there's a new and strange chasm between parents and young adults, which has resulted since going steady became the pattern for the social life of the young. Three dates in fairly rapid order are not enough to establish the going steady relationship, but six are plenty. So the fourth or fifth date can be crucial. If the decision is affirmative, the boy will not go out with any other girl or the girl with any other boy. Each can count on the other for any date, dance, or social event. If the boy goes far away to school, he's admired by his fellows if he lives a monastic life at college. His sacrifice brings him respect and sympathy. Oddly, the author observes, the revolution is a triumph of rural 19th century customs that cause boys and girls to kind of pair off in more or less stable fashion. Nobody is quite sure why today's young people have reverted to earlier ways, but one result is clear. The average age for marriage has dropped rapidly. Couples going steady often play with the idea of marriage as early as a second or third date. That's what he says. It's interesting. Let me ask Curtin Hansen, or Curtis Hansen of Freeborn, Minnesota, one of the fellows that took that quiz. Did you listen to what this gentleman just said here about early marriages and going steady in high school?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that about right?
I guess I'm not too much of an authority, but I guess so.
Oh, you mean you never went steady in high school?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, after all, when a fellow's busy raising sideburns, he can do just so much. You know, you can't get to everything. Did you raise those after a certain individual began singing and wearing those?
No, I believe I had them before that.
Oh, well, he copied you then. I was wondering. Curtis Hansen, what is your intention after you get out of school?
I'll go on to the college. I don't know for sure what I'll take up yet.
Do you want to do the same thing your dad did?
I doubt it.
What does he do?
He's a farmer.
Oh, you don't like farming?
Well, it's all right if you want to be a farmer.
Sure.
Yeah. I think, I'm glad you put it that way. Glad I didn't. Curtis, you scored 40 on this quiz, which is just about the average of all of the students here. You only answered no to four questions, and you answered yes to about... Well, you do expect to have difficulty finding the wife that'll suit you. Is that right?
I don't know. I guess so.
You put yes to that. You also said that you feel that some of your high school studies were time wasted. What part was time wasted?
Well, I don't know, about my whole first year, I guess.
The whole first year? You mean you were just getting allocated there. Is that right?
I don't know.
That's right.
English one.
Huh? English?
That's pretty big words you're throwing around there.
The words I've thrown around? Well, your sideburns have me confused there. They get a little strained there. Who's ready? Ann?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. Annie, do you like to be called Annie?
Well, lots of people do call me Annie.
Or do you think Ann sounds more dignified?
Well, my real name is Anna, but when I was about 10 years old, I decided that Anna sounded like a maid's name, and I didn't want to sound like that, so I changed it to Anne.
Oh, you want a little more dignified.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you don't like Annie?
Pardon?
Annie.
I like Annie.
I do, too.
I don't like to be called any.
Don't you? I'd hate to be called some of the things
yes,
you are at
times. Yes.
Oh, how I miss you tonight. Before there was an Ann or an Annie. Oh, How I Miss You Tonight was being sung. Ned Moore from Sheboygan. Come up here, Ned, old boy. There he is. He's an eighth grader. In fact, the whole eighth grade of this particular school in Sheboygan is here this morning. What school is it?
Sheridan.
Yeah. Good to see you, Ned. How are things up in the old hometown?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad of that. Glad of that. Haven't been back there in quite some time since my folks moved down here to Evanston. 8th Street still booming, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Used to be a bakery with the same name as you have, Moore's Bakery. Is that any relation to you?
I don't know.
When I was a...
I'm not sure.
That was a long time ago. I guess you wouldn't remember. You remember 40 years ago?
No.
Yeah, I suppose you do. What says it happened to you one day when you were walking along the Chicago or the Sheboygan River?
Well, I dropped a handkerchief with my initials on into the water.
Into the water?
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year later...
About a year later, I was swimming in the same river.
Yes.
And I thought I saw a fish.
Thank you very much, Ned. That's very interesting. You thought I was going to ask you about the agassiz, didn't you? Fish, huh?
Yeah.
It's good to talk to all of you. This proved absolutely nothing, of course, this quiz, except that there are some wonderful characters in high school these days. Lots of luck to all of you, wherever you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll get back to Sedona. Say, while our Dick Noel is recovering from a bad throat, young Gary Mann here is pinch-hitting for him. And I mentioned yesterday, Gary is more or less the legitimate type of singer, like you hear in so many Broadway musicals. Gary, while you're at it, how about singing that hymn that we had scheduled earlier? We didn't get to it then, but we would like to hear it while you're still around, and we are too this morning. How about it?
Fine.
All right.
The grace of God, there'd be no summer, and spring would be a long forgotten dream. The frozen hand of winter would clutch at every heart, and ice would still the laughter of the stream. But for the grace of God, the shoots would wither, and new ones wouldn't rise to take their place. An everlasting darkness would settle on the earth and never, never lift its gloomy face. But God is kind. He gave us beauty. He gave us all the earth to command. And God is wise. He made us able to think, to create and understand. So let us bow our heads and thank Him, and beg Him our sins to forgive. For it's only by the grace of God our Father that we live. For it's only by the grace of God our Father that we live.
Thank you so much, Gary. I believe you introduced that some time ago in the Breakfast Club, did you not?
Yes, last time I appeared.
Which was,
A year and a half ago, I think, or 2 years.
Yeah. Good for you. It's a good one.
All of you Breakfast Clubbers, this is our meeting. Once again tomorrow, you'll hear our greeting.
Yes, sir, we'll be at the same old spot tomorrow, and I hope you will be, too. Until then, your Toastmaster, Don McNeil, and all the gang say so long, and be good to yourself. Come on.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.